USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's at the G20 summit in Argentina, which is getting underway today, and it's going to include on his schedule the signing of a new U.S., Canadian, and Mexican trade agreement. He'll join the leaders of the two other nations to sign that document. While scheduled to also meet with other world leaders at the summit, he will not sit down, as earlier planned, with Russia's leader Vladimir Putin because of the recent Russian aggression in Ukraine. Even so, South Dakota Republican Senator John Thune says he hopes the president will find other ways to send a strong message to Russia.
And make it very clear that this flagrant violation of Ukraine's sovereignty and of international law won't be tolerated.
A U.S. deputy marshal was fatally shot by a suspect yesterday, and this is USA Radio News.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Cyber Week ever is on. Save big on Cyber Week deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and top brand electronics like Google Smart Home, it's a sale you won't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/Cyber Week. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Cyber Week deals.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
An update now on the campfire in California, USA Radio's Wendy King reports.
Butte County Sheriff Corey Honey says no new bodies have been found for 3 days, and the number of those missing has dropped to 158.
I have a high degree of confidence in the searches that were done. I believe that we have done our due diligence with regard to searching for human remains. My sincere hope is that no additional human remains will be located.
In Chico, California, I'm Wendy King.
Changing gears now and looking ahead to the SEC game at Atlanta, Georgia.
So who are you rooting for in the game?
The Dogs.
Here at Hester's Restaurant and Grocery, diehard Dogs fans gearing up for the big game, making predictions over breakfast with a lone Alabama fan.
This call from Peachtree City. Roll Tide, roll, baby. Bama's gonna win.
But don't tell that to Phil from Fayetteville.
I've been living here for about 50-something years. The Dogs, naturally, Kirby Smart, yeah, he's gonna do good.
Malcolm saying,
this is gonna be a knockdown dragout. Whoever's the best will win.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The official start of winter is weeks away, but there's another big dose of wintry weather coming to the northern plains and upper Midwest today. It'll be dropping some heavy snow on South Dakota, Nebraska, Iowa, and Minnesota. Population centers like Denver and Chicago will miss it, but the Twin Cities could get a lot of snow. General Motors making news at the L.A. Auto Show, but not for the greatest reasons, as we hear from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
The L.A. Auto Show kicks off on Friday, and much of the buzz is regarding General Motors' announcement that they're closing 7 plants and eliminating more than 14,000 jobs. Mike Caudill is at the LA Auto Show. He was on Fox News and says things seem rather somber in the GM booth.
Yeah, guys, well, I'll tell you right now, it's kind of a little somber here in the General Motors booth across my way over the shoulder. Cadillac, of course, they're going to be dropping 2 product lines. On Monday, they announced that they're going to be doing away with 6 product lines within the General Motors brand, right? So 6 passenger cars. We've talked about the trend in the industry being the fact that everyone's moving to sport utilities and trucks, and that's an indication of where the market is going, and Cadillac and General Motors as a whole are trying to right the direction that they're going with those vehicles.
And Starbucks will stop and Starbucks says it will start blocking pornography on its store's Wi-Fi systems starting in 2019. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.